السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. In continuation of our book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad by Imam Al-Bukhari رحمه الله. In the last class we were on من أغلق الباب على الجار. باب من أغلق الباب على الجار. The chapter regarding the one who closes his door against his neighbor. We read the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu when he said, لَقَدْ أَتَى عَلَيْنَا زَمَانٍ. The time had come to us, or قَالَ حِينٌ. We had spent a time. وَمَا أَحَدٌ أَحَقُّ بِدِينَارِهِ وَدِرْهَمِهِ مِنْ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. We had spent a time that no one was deserving. No one was having more rights to each person's wealth. No one was in the position for me to give my dirham, for me to provide my dinar, like my Muslim brother. But now, الدينار والدرهم أحب إلى أحدنا من أخيه المسلم. But at this time, the dinar, the gold coin, or the dirham, the silver coin, أحب إلى أحدنا من أخيه المسلم. They are more beloved to each of us than our brothers. سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, كم من جار متعلق بجاره يوم القيامة. How many neighbors? How many are they from neighbors? Who will hold strongly or who will be tied or connected to their neighbors on the day of Qiyamah? How many neighbors will be connected to their neighbors on the day of Qiyamah? And you'll be saying that, Ya Rab, oh my Lord, hada agla qababa hudu. If my neighbor had closed his door against me, famana amarufahu. When he closed his door against me, he did not allow me make benefit from the goodness that he has. He has some ma'ruf. He has good things from which I find benefit. But when he closed the door against me, I could not make the benefit. This was the last hadith we read in this book, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. And that was hadith number 101. And I hope that each of us would have gone back to see how much we have tried to comply with this hadith. Because most of these issues are issues that when we hear them, we try to make amends as much as possible. And for those who are already upon these good deeds, they try to upgrade and get better by the day. But I hope that the bulk of us regarding these kinds of narrations will be at the back, struggling to be able to be sure that we do not prevent people from benefits they can make from us. Somebody can make a benefit from you, and it will not harm you. It will not hurt you. It does not do anything. Yet, you cut off this individual from the benefit that he could make from you. This is not from an attitude that is good at all for a Muslim. And such attitudes are worse when they are directed to a neighbor. Today, inshallah, we'll be reading a hadith that's also related to this in its broader sense. Imam al-Bukhari has placed this hadith under the chapter heading بَابُ لَا يَشْبَعُ دُونَ جَارِهِ بَابُ لَا أَوْ بَابٌ لَا يَشْبَعُ دُونَ جَارِهِ أَوْ بَابُ لَا يَشْبَعُ دُونَ جَارِهِ. The chapter regarding the fact that لَا يَشْبَعُ دُونَ جَارِهِ, the individual will not eat to feed, living aside his neighbor. In our own houses, we will have food in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And for any time we desire to eat anything we desire, we have them in our house. But our neighbor is hungry, and we do not care what happens to him. This kind of an attitude is not the attitude of a Muslim with sound iman. It's an attitude of a Muslim with weak faith. It's a signature for weak faith. What's that? That I'm able to fill my stomach with food, good food in my house, and I do not care about the condition of my neighbor. I'd rather left him hungry. My next door neighbor is hungry, and I have eaten to feed, but I'm careless about him. Despite the fact that I might even know, in fact, I might know that the man is really hungry, and then I still look the other way. This is not from the attitude of a good Muslim at all. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this, and Al-Imam al-Bukhari has brought that hadith under this chapter heading, La yashba'u duna jarihi. The mu'min, the true believing individual, he will not be filled, he will not eat to feel when and then leave aside his neighbor. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah reported that hadith from his Shaykh Muhammad ibn Kathir. So he says, Haddathana Muhammad ibn Kathir, Qala akhbarana Sufyan, An Abdul Malik ibn Abi Bashir, An Abdullah ibn Musawir, Qala Samitu ibn Abbas yukhbiru ibn Zubayr yakul, Samitu al-Nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yakul, ليس المؤمن الذي يشبع وجاره جائع ليس المؤمن الذي يشبع وجاره جائع قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله حدثنا محمد بن كثير قال أخبرنا سفيان عن عبد الملك بن أبي بشير عن عبد الله بن مساور قال سمعت ابن عباس يخبر ابن زبير يقول سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول ليس المؤمن الذي يشبع وجاره جائع. الإمام البخاري said حدثنا محمد بن كثير. His Sheikh Muhammad ibn Kathir. We read one or two narrations from this Sheikh from الإمام البخاري رحمه الله أبو عبد الله العبدي. Muhammad ibn Kathir is Abu Abdullah al-Abadi, rahimahullah. He said, Akhbarana Sufyan. This Shaykh Sufyan, al-Imam Sufyan, Sufyan al-Thawri, an Abdul Malik ibn Abi Bashir. Abdul Malik ibn Abi Bashir is reporting from Abdullah ibn Musawir. So the tabi'u tabi'i of this hadith is Abdullah ibn al-Musawir. Qala, he said, Samitu ibn Abbas yukhbiru ibn Zubayr. I heard Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah, yukhbiru ibn Zubayr. He was informing Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Abdullah ibn al-Musawir said, I heard Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah, telling Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiallahu anhumah. Abdullah ibn Abbas is the son of Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. So when we mention him and say Abdullah ibn Abbas, we ask Allah's peace and blessings for himself and his father. Likewise, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And the ages between those two companions are very, very close. Abdullah ibn Abbas is clearly older than Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiallahu anhuma, was born in Medina after the Hijrah. His mother was Asma bint Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. But as for that was Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Zubayr was born after Hijrah. His mother was Abdullah ibn Zubayr. His mother was Asma bint Abi Bakr al-Siddiq, the daughter of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. But Abdullah ibn Abbas, he was supposed to have been born. I say he was supposed to have been born because there are a few issues regarding his age when the Prophet passed away, alayhi salatu wasalam. But what is most mentioned by the scholars was that he was about 13 years old when the Prophet died, alayhi salatu wasalam. So that means that before Hijra, he was about 2 years old, radiallahu anhuma, and his own mother was Lubaba. Lubaba, the wife of Abbas, was the mother of Abdullah ibn Abbas. These two people have eminent fathers and eminent mothers. Their fathers were eminent, from the closest of the people to the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Their mothers were also eminent people. Lubaba, the mother of Ibn Abbas. Asma bint Abi Bakr al-Siddiq, the mother of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiallahu anhum. So Abdul ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, was telling Abdullah ibn Zubayr. He said, Sami'tu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yaqul. I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying that, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَعِمُ لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ. He is not a true believer. He is not the real believer. He is not sound in his faith. Who is that? الَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَعِمُ. The one who eats to feel, وَجَارُهُ. He is eating to feel in a condition when jaruhu jarim, his neighbor is hungry. Laysa al-mu'min, he is not a believer. And we understand that the ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disconnects iman from the individual, they have two implications. The first implication is that that act regarding which the Prophet said, the one who does this is not a believer, the one who does this is not a believer. It means that to do that act is compulsory. And not to do that act is an act of sin. To do that act, when he says, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba al-akhihi, yuhibba li-akhihi, ma yuhibbu li-nafsihi. He is not a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. It means loving for our brothers what we love for ourselves is from the acts of good deeds that are compulsory on us. So don't come and ask me, is it compulsory for me to love my brother as I love myself? It is compulsory for you. And it means that it is a sin for you to dislike for your brother what you love for yourself. You love something for yourself, but you don't want your brother to have it. So if you don't want your brother to have it, then we start looking at issues of jealousy, hatred. We start looking for issues of hood, hatred. We start looking for other diseases that make you hate something for your brother. When you know that it's a good thing that Allah likes, that the Messenger likes from the things of this dunya and akhirah, and then you hate it that your brother should have it. This kind of an attitude is an attitude of sin. So the Messenger says, alayhi salatu wasalam, la yu'minu ahadu, he does not have iman, meaning that his iman is faulty. So the first point about the narrations that say that someone so-and-so does not have iman, it means that that action mentioned regarding that so-and-so does not have iman is something that is compulsory. And the opposite of it is the same. That act to which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has tied iman, saying that so-and-so does not have iman. If you do it, you are fulfilling an obligatory act. When you don't do it, you are committing a sin. The same thing applies here. When he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَائِعُ. He is not a believer. Who is that? الَّذِي يَشْبَعُ. The individual who eats to feed, he eats so much that he fills his stomach. Why his neighbor is hungry? He's doing that on the other hand, the neighbor is hungry. But he cares not. So the first implication is that we be sure that we eat to feed while our neighbor is hungry is an act of sin. So that's why he says, "Lashi Buddha believer." So it's an act of sin for us to do so. And to eat and be sure that we can provide the needs of our neighbor is from the acts of good deeds that are compulsory for us. So we all have a duty to be sure that as we eat in our house, but this is something that we don't care about, because we're in a generation of competition, not compliment. My neighbor bought a car, I want to buy the car. My neighbor has a house, I want to build a house. My neighbor has a shoe, I want to buy the shoe. And something bigger than that. So instead of neighbors complimenting themselves, neighbors are competing against themselves. May Allah protect all of us from this evil. The second implication of the messenger saying that late and morning is not a believer, as we have mentioned, is that it means that this deed of going about to be sure that your neighbor is not hungry when you eat to feed, is a deed that when you do it, your iman will rise, because it will add to your perfect iman. When you don't do it, your iman will fall. Your iman will rise when you do it, when you leave it aside. From that aspect, you'll be losing iman. So to eat to feed when our neighbors are hungry is from the deeds of weak iman. It's to bring down your iman. So if you have making sadaqat, making a lot of good deeds, and from the aspect of his immediate neighbor, his faith is coming down. So we all should be sure. I am very sure that only very few people do this kind of a thing. If at all, we still have people. Yeah, very, very few in this day and time of ours. So we all have a duty. Myself and we all go back home, check your neighbors. Who are you to them? Are you feeling safe from hunger? Are your stomachs filled up? Are our children looking chubby and well fed? When the children of our church have food to eat, is this the situation? If this is the situation, ليس المؤمن الذي يشبع وجاره جائع. We have not displayed iman. We have not shown iman. We have not acted this action of iman particularly. And what we are doing is something that will be bringing down our iman. Our faith will be dropping. So some people say, oh, I'm fasting, I'm doing this. But my iman is dropping. Check the other sides too. It's like someone fetching water into a basket. Yes, there are aspects of the basket that can hold water. But even those ones that can hold water, if you are not careful, the water will still ooze and flow away from the basket. So it's not good that we are doing a lot of good deeds from various aspects. And there is one negative deed we leave it, we don't pay attention to it. And it is from that aspect that the bulk of the good deeds that we do begin to fall off and go away from us. And let's not forget that on the day of judgment, deeds will be upon scales. So if you leave the major one, which ones will you bring upon your scales on the day of Qiyamah? No good deed should be left aside. You should not be oblivious of any good deed. And this is from the major good deeds the Muslim should pay attention to. We had mentioned previously the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when they all say that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was saying that Mazala Jibril Yusini Biljar. Jibril was continuing to remind me about my neighbor. Hatta Zanantu Anhu Sayyid al Risulu. So much that I was thinking that he will say that the neighbor should be part of those who get benefit from our inheritance. So this is how important our neighbors are. But here the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ليس المؤمن الذي يشبع وجاره جائع. He is not a believer, the individual who will eat to feed while his neighbor is hungry. And let's not forget, that neighbor can be a Muslim. The neighbor can be a kafir. The neighbor can be sadiq. He can be kafir. He can be a truthful person. He can be a liar. He can be an evil person. He can be Muslim. He can be kafir. He can be anybody, as we had discussed earlier. So don't say, oh, I'm not, I don't care what happens to my neighbor, whether he's hungry or not. After all, he's a bloody kafir. The kafir is your neighbor too. The kafir is your neighbor too. Because it says, wajaruhu. In fact, here it comes in another clear way. This is jar. This jar in Arabic is called mufrad. It's a singular word. But it occurs in an Hebrew author. It says jaruhu. And the scholars of language say al-mufradul mudaf yufidul umum. Al-mufradul mudaf, a word that occurs in a singular, but occurs in an affixation or in an apposition. It occurs in an apposition with another noun. Jaruhu, his neighbor. What it means is that every kind of person who stays around you that can be called your neighbor comes under this category. So the hadith covers, this same hadith, it covers the Muslim neighbor, it covers the kafir neighbor, it covers the fasting neighbor, it covers the neighbor you consider as your enemy, it covers your neighbor that you consider as your friend. Not caring about whether he's hungry or not, especially when you know that he's hungry. Not caring about helping him out of hunger is from the aspects of weak iman, from you. May Allah protect all of us from this. I'd like to read to us a statement by Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani rahimahullah regarding this hadith. Because if we go back to Silsilatul Ahadith Al-Sahihah, hadith number 149, Sheikh Al-Albani went to give a very, very extensive discussion about this hadith, firstly to prove that the hadith is sahih. He was extensive. He went into the various books of hadith that the hadith, this particular hadith has been reported. And he mentioned the various narrators. He concluded that this hadith is sahih. After doing that, he now mentioned a point of benefit regarding that hadith. That point of benefit is very important for us to also know. He said, rahimahullah, he says, وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ دَلِيلٌ وَاضِحٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ يَحْرُمُ عَلَى الْجَارِ الْغَنِيِّ أَنْ يَذَعَ جِرَانَهُ جَاعِئِينَ. He said, rahimahullah, وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ دَلِيلٌ وَاضِحٌ. This hadith contains a clear cause evidence that is clear. عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ يَحْرُمُ عَلَى الْجَارِ. This hadith is evidence that يَحْرُمُ عَلَى الْجَارِ, it is haram, it is prohibited for the neighbor. May Allah protect all of us. What neighbor, which neighbor is that? Al-jar al-ghani, the neighbor who is affluent, he has wealth, he can find food to eat all the day. It is prohibited for this kind of a neighbor. And yaga ajiranahu jarihi, it is prohibited for him to leave his neighbors jarihi in the circumstance that they are on. It says, يَحْرُمُ عَلَى الْجَارِ الْغَنِي. It is haram for the neighbor that is affluent, that is well-to-do, that has what to eat in his own house. And يَضَعَ جِرَانَهُ جَارِي. It is prohibited for him to leave the rest of his neighbors in hunger. May Allah protect us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from this evil. But it's very, very common thing in our times. Why? We have all become nuclear. Myself, my wife, or my wife's children, that's all. Myself, my wife's children, that's all. They're my gates. My wife, myself, my children are my gates. Don't come to my gate to knock my gates. So don't come to my door to ask for anything. That's neighborliness these days. And this is wrong from the angle of Islam. May Allah protect us all and make us benefit from these ahadith. The one who benefits from it more among us, they are those who listen to it and adjust their lifestyles. It's not just about hearing them. May Allah protect all of us. I would like us to stop here today, inshallah. I would like us to stop here today with this hadith. And then we can take a few questions we have before we call it a day. We'll not be able to go on the stretch of a full hour today. I think we can stop with this hadith. And then we can take a few questions if we have them. Bismillah, we'll continue with the rest of the issues under the chapter issues regarding our neighbors. Bismillah, tomorrow in our next class. But I think we can stop here today. We can take a few questions. Abu Yusuf, we can take a few questions now.
JazakAllah khairan ya Sheikh Anu.
Ameen wa antum tayyibun.
We don't really have any questions today, sir.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I think we can stop here today, inshallah. And I hope that we will continue from here tomorrow. I'm far, far away from the hope. But I just think we can stop here. Is that okay? Ameen wa antum tayyibun. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته